Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, William Holmes, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod, and on the phone line, I have a man that will be riding stores left and right, jumping people, turning cars upside down, wrecking the place of New York City. I have the one and only. You think he's a nice guy, but he really is full of rage. Should I go on?
Yes, you can stop right now. Sean Black in the building once again. Very, very, really chaotic times we're living in right now. It's almost as if we're living in some kind of crazy movie or some sort of weird history book. But hey, this is what's the cards that have been dealt.
Hey, we've been singing that song. It's the end of the world as we know it, but we might not be fine this time.
Sheesh.
You know. Normally I take calls right away, but if I don't get through with the callers tonight, please do not be upset, because I'm sure my regulars have a lot to say tonight with all the stuff that's going on. So bear with me. I will try to get to the callers maybe later on in the program. But once again, please do not be upset if I don't get to you guys. It's just that I want my regulars have a lot to say tonight, especially Sean Black, because you know he could talk for 60 minutes without taking a breath. But other than that, see, I gave him another compliment. I'm on the road tonight. But with everything that's going on right now, and Sean and I had talked like almost every hour, every minute for the last week. And just when we have our talks, our format ready, within, what, 2 or 3 hours ago, Donald Trump said, hold my beer. I got something else. Yeah. And so it's like, it's mind-boggling. It's like, you can't keep up with the news. You can't keep up with social media. You can't keep up with what's going on in the world today. I get on my phone nonstop, and I've been texting Sean nonstop of videos and photos over the last week. Every time you see one video, another pop up of protest, anger, solidarity, everything. But before we get to that, I want to talk about Trump. So Sean texted me early on today that Trump was giving his usual briefing, blah, 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 blah. Normally I would tune in to Trump. But like I said, due to watching videos and news nonstop, I turned into Trump, and he's talking about the protests and everything. And he's out there basically saying that he is law and order. And on the left side of the screen, Trump is talking. On the right side, it was showing a peaceful protest that was happening in Washington, D.C. And as Trump was speaking, tear gas was coming out from the military. As he was speaking, get the protesters out of the way of a church across the street so Trump could go over, take a picture in front of the church with the Bible for whatever reason, and walk away back to his special hand. Now, Sean Black, when you saw your boy speaking and the peaceful protest being interrupted, what was your thoughts overall?
Well, I'll preface this by saying the text message that I sent you before it started. I told you that, as we just found out, that the president is going to make some kind of press conference or some kind of nation's address to everything. And I told you it's going to be one of two things. Either he's going to do something that will help solidify and try to bring some kind of calm and peace to it, or he's going to basically show what kind of person he is deep down. And we saw is this facade of a human being that tries to look strong in the eyes of everything else. Now, mind you, we already know the backdrop. We don't even have to get into what has been going on the last 7 days. So we already know what this whole thing is about. With that backdrop there, with all of the chaos that's been going on, there have been protests every day for the most part. And what we know now, based on everything that's been going on, is that this particular president knows exactly what he wants to do, and that's portray himself as a tough guy, a strong man, somebody that is supposedly better than everyone else. Now, I'll go into what he said prior to this whole thing happening, was that he had a conference call with, I forgot how many governors of the various states of this country, and they were basically on call, and he went into this rant basically dumping all over these governors, saying, look, if you don't show them what kind of force you have, you look weak. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, then they'll run all over you and make you look like jerks, as one of his quotes from that particular phone call. So we fast forward to what you were bringing up. And in the process of him talking about what needs to be done, he, shortly before this imposed curfew that has been set in Washington, D.C. for 7 p.m. Eastern time, he, in the middle of the protest that's been going on in front of the White House, as you just stated, had the military throw tear gas and a peaceful protest so that he can walk across the street, get to the Rose Garden, make his pretty speech, talk about, quote-unquote, dominating the rioters and the protesters, standing in front of St. John's Church with a Bible to try to make it look like some sort of symbolic thing, when we all know that this president probably hasn't stepped foot in a church on his own volition since the two or three times that he's gotten married, when he was forced to. And tear gas think about that. To tear gas a peaceful protest, the right to assembly and the right to a peaceful protest, just for a photo op, just to look good in front of the cameras, to make himself look strong, at the cost of igniting more rioting, more violence, more anger. Instead of trying to diffuse the situation, he's starting to show more and more dictatorial tendencies and try to invoke what is called the Insurrection Act of 1807, which basically gives the president the power to have the military intervene on civilians if there's some kind of anarchy or something along those lines.
Does he have those rights?
He may have those rights, but from what I've been listening to and hearing, I don't think there's any real practicality to that because, as I just said before, he and we know there are a lot of laws in favor of fixing out these checks and balances that this president has tried to test on a regular basis, as evidenced by him actually trying to sue Twitter and all of the other social media outlets because he didn't get his way, as opposed to putting the attention to where it needed to be. I've often stated before that for anybody to use dynamite as an explosive combustible element, it has gunpowder, it has nitroglycerin, even if you have a match, it's not going to go off unless you have a blasting cap. And what we've seen with George Floyd and what we've seen with Breonna Taylor, and even going back so far as some of the other stuff like a Tatiana Jefferson, who was basically killed by police, babysitting her nephew, playing video games after the cops came in and shot through her door, and all of the other cases that we'll probably end up talking about later on in this show and bringing up as a reference. And Lord knows, just in New York, in the New York tri-state area, the things that have happened. This is the kind of thing that has gone on for way too long. There's way too much anger, and this president has no interest in listening, hearing, or even attempting to understand why any of this is going on, and at the expediency that he took to go out and basically challenge these protesters shows you how much he really cares about what's going on right now.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. You was boring me to death. To Lady T, thank you for coming in, calling in right now. Lady T, what was your thoughts about Donald Trump having the military releasing gases on a peaceful protest? In addition, do you think this curfew thing will work in the United States, especially a city like New York City? Our curfew is from 11 to 5 p.m., excuse me, 5 a.m.
I don't know. Just goes back to me for poor leadership, poor leadership. This is what we're using our military for now. It's poor leadership. What else can I say other than that? And he actually threatened to use it on, you know, the weak governors and so forth, as Sean stated. But what does that say? It just says he wants position of power in this. It's about position of power. That's how egotistical narcissists act. We know this already. Why are we surprised by any of this?
That's a good question. It's like, I think most of us are still surprised, like, if this is really reality, if this is really happening.
Why?
Even though
he showed us who he was, though. Did he not so many times? Why are we still surprised? How many times do you need to show me who you are for me to understand? I get it. I totally got him when he put on the MAGA hat. I understood what he meant. Make America great again. Now we're here. We're right where he wants us.
True to your
3.5 years into
shot.
into this presidency, and what does this president have to show for it? I mean, how he's treated.
He has a lot. He has a lot to show for it. We have the highest
promotion
of
hatred.
We have the highest in unemployment. We have over 100 people dead from a disease right now, a pandemic.
Over 100,000.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. Over 100,000. We have 40 million people unemployed right now. We have looters, riots. People. We have a civil war right now. He's doing a great job making America great again, Lady T.
Taking America back again.
Yeah, but like I told, you know, social media has been on a frenzy lately, and
yeah.
I've been trying to block all the messages of basically the Trump supporters. You know, they're kind of like defend him, and no matter what he does, like we just talked about him with the Bible, someone saying that Trump is putting God first, and Sean and I are like, really? Really? You have to believe that? Everything that's going on, you have to believe Trump is putting God first in all this madness, even though he believes gas. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's really heartbreaking because we were just driving down Eastern Parkway, and it seems like we're supposed to be having a curfew at 11. It's almost 11, but there are protesters out and so forth right now. So I'm like, you know, trying to get back into the house, whatever, we came in. Great. But I'm just like, is the curfew even going to apply? It's really not. Is the curfew there to shut down the protesting? Obviously, we know what it's in place really for, because we could have been on curfew for quarantine that nobody is really following right now as far as COVID goes. You know what I mean? So I'm not understanding what's going on here.
Well, the curfew, you're right, it's supposed to happen a long time ago, but at the same time, like I talked to Sean like a half an hour ago, at 14th Street in Union Square, there's looting right now. Live on the camera, in front of the news crew, there's looting.
And they're protesting right in front of the Barclays Center downtown where the Brooklyn Nets play, right in that area, which is where the protests in Brooklyn for the most part have been. But there were also protests further up in Bedford-Stuyvesant. They were up around Fulton and Nostrand Avenue in that area, going back and forth. And for the most part, everything that I've seen has been peaceful. There were helicopters flying in the area, obviously probably police helicopters and news helicopters to try to make sure that the crowds would keep it peaceful and they would disperse, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't know what has gone on in a lot of these like small pockets within all of these peaceful protests that we've been seeing. And what has happened is that we're starting to get those little instances of violence that we've seen where you, like you said, Hot Rod, people are starting to loot. I saw in the news, I think it was yesterday or the day before, in I think it was in Beverly Hills, they went through a pharmacy, and they went through, of course, they went through the cash registers. They went and took whatever they could. They went and took medication. Like, you know, there are things that make sense, and there are a lot of things that don't make sense. Now, I'm actually looking right now on TV. They're showing the protest in Kentucky, and there's like a giant military line, like right in the middle of the street. So what we're starting to see now, if people remember back in 1988 of the protest in Tiananmen Square, that's what it's starting to look like around now. You know, this is really, for a lot of people that have never experienced this stuff, this is where it gets really scary for some, or for a lot.
Oh, man, it's really mind-boggling overall that, you know, you have your leader who's upset about all this looting and everything, but doing so little about it and yelling at the governors they need to do something. But now we have K-Dog on the line. K-Dog, what do you think about your boy, Orange Boy, like you always call him? What are your thoughts about the protest that's happening in D.C. that got interrupted by tear gas?
What you got is that you have someone who is egotistical and doesn't give two dams about what's going on. All he cares about is his reelection campaign. And to have those protesters tear gassed and shot a button with rubber bullets just to get a photo op in front of a church is just pathetic and low class. So far, there hasn't been any leadership. He hasn't even tried to talk to the nation because all he does is talk about the agitators. He talks about the looters. You know, this is just pathetic. Poor leadership all around. Now, as for the protesters, just a few minutes ago, some protesters just passed right in front of my building. They were right there, and I was able to hear what they had to say and see what they're doing. There are many peaceful protesters, but also within the peaceful protesters, you have those who are seeking the opportunity to commit violent acts, to use it as an opportunity to do things to tarnish the movement of the protesters. Yes, people are outraged. I, too, I'm one of them. People are outraged. A great injustice.
You say you're outraged. And, of course, the protest, a lot of people are outraged. But why, in your opinion, what are you outraged about?
What am I outraged about? I'm outraged about the fact that this keeps on happening. In terms of the police officers.
What keep on happening?
Police officers are getting away with murder. How many more black people have to be killed at the hands of the police where the order of the police is to protect and serve? That is your policy, to protect and serve, not to abuse, not to cause abuse in a way that you're abusing other people, in which you're taking away the rights of people.
Okay. So then, what are you? Are you upset with this protest and everything, or what are you upset in general about?
What I'm upset about is a man who was murdered.
I'm sorry. This for Lady T.
Okay.
What was the question again, Hot Rod? Because I didn't hear the last part of what you said.
What are you upset about overall with this protest? Or are you upset with anything at all?
Yeah, I'm upset with a few things. I'm upset about the cycle continuously repeating the same injustice that we're getting. I'm tired of a lot of things with, for instance, I'll give you a few of them. One thing that we as humans lack is patience, education, and I'm not talking about from your colleges, I'm just talking about from your books, learning your laws and things like that, especially your outdated laws and how to approach them. It's about consistency and patience, and we tend to lack that. We tend to think that we're going to go out there, we're going to protest, we're going to riot, we're going to sign these fake online you know, on petitions and things like that, and all will be well in about a month because we say so. Where all of these laws, if they want to get changed, need to go to the Supreme Court, and all of us on the panel, I'm sure, knows that's going to take years. So what do you do in the meantime? Just because you marched at the Million Man March, or you marched last time for Amadou Diallo or Rodney King, and never did anything else after any of these marches that you may have gone to, what have you done in the process? And that's where I talk about consistency. What are you doing on a consistent basis for your input? What patience are you having? Because these laws are going to take years upon years. People have been putting in for these laws against these cops and the police brutality for years. Who is listening to us right now? Are we taking the proper tactics? Yes, we are supposed to protest. Yes, we are tired. That's why people are looting. They are drained. They're drained probably, too, with the COVID. Their mentality is not the same. If you stay cooped up in your house every single day and then one day you finally go out and get a fresh air, the world looks different to you. That's realistic. It's about mentality. We're going out, we're protesting. They're stopping us because they want to enforce these curfews. We have a right to protest. Is that not in one of the amendments and so forth? They want to hit us with the rubber bullets. Okay. Just the other day I saw something online that was explaining what these rubber bullets can do. It can actually kill you at some point and so forth.
Of course.
Are they, yeah, but are they telling us that? You have people that are going out and, you know, putting themselves on the front line for us. But what are we doing in the meantime? Are we being consistent? Are we being patient? We're tired of this, this, and that. Yes, we are tired. Everybody's drained. That's what happens in any case. You get tired and drained, and this will be the reaction. It's no different than if somebody's talking shit about you, and then all of a sudden you're not saying anything, but they're talking the most, and you finally see them in person. What do you think that person might do? They may knock you out, or they may shake your hand. So we never know how people are going to feel when they go out to protest. Then you have these groups, and I'm not going to say what color, but we already know because they exposed them, that are going to the protest and causing the flames, causing the riots, when people want to just protest peacefully. And one thing that I took out from this that, you know, Dr. King spoke on, us coming together, believe it or not, I feel like we are coming together, black and white, because black and white are protesting. White people are probably tired of their names being tarnished, the white people that are not racist. They're tired, too. Us as blacks, we're tired of seeing our black men be killed and black women killed and assaulted as well.
As many times as we've seen black people or Latinos go out and protest, when they're angry and they get together and do something, then it's a protest. But when white people join in, that's when it becomes a movement. And what we're seeing today, we're seeing just as many angry white people as we see black people. Because although white people make up the majority of this country, they still have to deal with the aftermath of their neighbor, their friend. There's no way that you can actually go out and explain the behavior of a lot of these police officers, the ones that are actually egregiously doing these things and getting off, which I think is the next thing. We know that the person that, let's really be honest, murdered George Floyd, we know he's in custody, and I think he's on suicide watch, and all of this stuff is going on. The people, they burned down the police department in Minnesota, in Minneapolis over the weekend, and literally it was like loot, pillage, and burn. They went, and now he's in custody. He's on suicide watch. He's not going to get off that easy, I don't think, in that sense. But see, here's the thing. The next phase is getting the other three officers that are shown in various camera angles involved in this heavily as well, why they have not been charged, why they have not been arrested, and why they aren't in jail awaiting trial. That eventually, I think, will happen. But see, here's the other slap in the face that a lot of people are wondering. Okay, the person that killed Mr. Floyd. Okay, fine. He's been charged. What was he charged with? Third degree murder and manslaughter, which is absolutely positively ridiculous.
Those charges will go up, though. Those charges will go up.
Yeah.
The charges will get increased.
First degree manslaughter.
Especially after autopsy.
All right, guys, I have to give it to Big Red right now. Big Red and Brother B. Go ahead, Big Red. You start first.
Okay, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, Red.
How's everybody? Hey. Everybody staying safe?
Oh, try as best as possible.
Before you start, Red, you start, return your TV, 70-inch TV. I saw your TV the other night. Came to 70-inch TV outside that store. I saw you.
You saw your TV? What?
You.
The cheesecake.
I know you ordered that brand new TV out here.
The TV. Oh, listen. I need TV. I got to watch what's going on. I got to see what's going on. But, yeah, your question was, Hot Rod, what am I angry about, or what is everyone angry about?
Yeah, everybody's fed up with something overall.
Right.
And, you know, Lord is what are you fed up about?
Overall, what everyone said in agreement, I'm in agreement with everything. It's just everything. I'm just sick of it, period. Like, it's only been 6 months, and I feel like I've been on like 10 seasons of The Walking Dead. Like, it's more stuff going on in the 6 months than it did on all 10 seasons. This is ridiculous. This is horrible. As I explained to my dad yesterday, me and him had a conversation, and he said, you know, I asked him, was he coming from church? He said, oh, well, yeah, he came from doing his thing, whatever he has to do there, but he's like, you know, church is not open, there's nobody. I said, I understand that. I said, but, it's funny how, and I just said this because it's just like, this is how frustrated I am. I said, it's funny how, you know, the congregation is scared to come to church, but police brutality is still happening.
Exactly.
Well, you know, these things are still happening. How would you, I said, that's a place of worship. I said, you guys shouldn't be scared because you know what, that's a place that's supposed to worship God and protection. So my thing is, like, you scared to do that, but then look what's happening out in the world. Everybody else ain't scared to do anything, so why make yourself scared of that? But that's how frustrated I am with this whole situation. It's just, it's like, it just takes me back to, like I said, with Rodney King. It's like, you're seeing the evidence here. Every time you turn around, you're seeing this. And there wasn't even any camera phones back then. It was just a camcorder.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're seeing the evidence. You're seeing what's going on. It's in your face. And you mean to tell me that you are still going to try to get this man off in some type of way where you're altering, you guys, they're altering stuff, they're making things up, you're saying this is, like, this is ridiculous. This doesn't make any sense.
And to your point, Big Red, let's say the trial goes on, and God forbid, this cop get off with an innocent plea, America will burn within 20 minutes, guaranteed. And man, remember, 3 years ago, when Rodney King happened, LA was burning. So can you imagine if there was an innocent plea? Innocent verdict?
Right. It's already burning, and it's just like there's no leadership. There's no leadership because I guarantee if there was some type of leadership, people would still be frustrated and angry, but it would probably be a little less if we had someone that was in leadership that knows how to speak to the people, that knows how to talk to people, that knows how to, you know, just keep things on the calm. But, of course, that doesn't happen. We don't have that. We don't have that.
Okay, Brother Beast, you're a good leader. What's your take about this overall?
Yeah, whatever. Greetings and salutations, everyone.
What's up?
I gave you a compliment, for God's sake.
Yeah. Listen, you know, I'm going to come a different direction with this one. Because, you know, everybody's angry, but people have been angry. There's been a lot going on. There's always a lot going on. what grinds my gears is the fact that we have sat back for hundreds of years and allowed the same thing to continue to happen over and over and over again. When will we get hit to the situation? When will we start saying, you know what, Martin, Dr. King, Malcolm X, everybody did their share of walking and protesting and rioting and all this and that, but where did it really get us? When is somebody going to actually take the initiative and say, hey, we need to put ourselves in the system so we can be able to make moves and change the system? A lot of this stuff with these cops, a lot of this stuff is on paper. Because they wear the uniform, they're exempt from being sued and their pensions being touched and all that stuff. I bet you if something was on the books where if they committed some type of act of brutality or excessive force, whatever, and they were able to be held liable and their pensions were able to be trust and believe, a lot of things would not happen. But see, when there's that feeling of I can't be touched and somebody's going to back me, they're going to keep on doing it. You don't see black cops out there doing it, Asian cops out there, Spanish. You don't see them out there doing it. But you see this, whatever his name is, this dude, I will just call him a piece of shit, ex-cop. He is the symbol for white people right now, those type of white people. Did you see the arrogance in his in hit that knee on this black man's neck, this dark black man's neck? Did you see the body language? Did you see the smug look? That is everything that those type of white people live for. That is that superiority, that ego, that attitude, that we we're going to keep our knee on your neck. And you're not going to do a damn thing about it. Because, see, the thing is, we don't challenge them the way we should challenge them. We don't challenge their system. We don't challenge them on paper. We don't challenge their laws. We don't do anything because none of us are that. We don't have a hand in it like that.
Okay.
What we do, what we do on the podcast is probably the closest to real black media you'll ever really get, to be honest.
True, but Brother B, what about that cop, the Asian cop, who I heard could be the brother-in-law of that cop that did the knee, was, yes, he did not do anything, but was that does his actions made it worse than the kneeling itself, or just about the same? Because he didn't do anything. He knew what was happening was wrong, but he did not do a damn thing about it. He was kind of...
Yeah, well, once again, I think I've said this before, and I will say it again. This is one of the reasons, this is another reason why I never joined. Because what you do, what your partner does, nine times out of ten, you'll be held accountable for as well. And for him to stop him from doing what he was doing, you're going against what they believe in. You're going against that code. So why would he stop him? You know how many people would have probably harassed him or told him that you're not for us? Because I remember one time, and he was one of my trainers. He was ex-cop. He does a lot of firearms training. He told me, you're either anti-cop or pro-criminal. And I was like, wow. So you're trying to say if I disagree with a cop, then that means I'm pro-criminal? Or if I sympathize with a situation with a criminal, that means I'm anti-cop? See, that's the way of thinking. And how do you combat that? You can't combat somebody's ego and their attitude when that shit is built into them. So you have to go another route. And like I said, this whole thing, even with the Wall Street protests, listen, you got a lot of out-of-towners going places, tearing shit up. They don't even live there. So most of them are not even black. And they're starting all of this shit. Making what we do, what we're trying to do, peacefully look bad. So it's like, what are we really doing it for? And like I said, I'm only just coming from the other side of things. Because once again, there's somebody sitting back in a room somewhere saying, let them walk, let them protest, Let them burn a couple of things. It doesn't matter. It's a tax write-off. We don't care. We still achieve what we need to achieve anyway. If we're going to get them off, we're going to get them off. It doesn't matter. But once again, do we take the legislation? Are we in any court positions, any real legal positions to do anything? No, we're not. And that's where we need to start placing ourselves, in positions where we can make an effective change.
Okay, to Lady T, I just got a question from our group chat from Green Beasley. He wants to know, he said, black folks will ask for everything and anything except their freedom. Why? Do you believe that question? It's true?
Wow, you could repeat that again because the phone was dipping in and out. I didn't hear you.
Oh, black folks will ask for every and anything except their freedom. Why?
I didn't know we had to ask for freedom.
Right, exactly.
I didn't think when we came over here, whatever, however we got over here, then they have us in shackles and stuff around our necks, like ready for us. We never had freedom.
Yeah. It wasn't meant for us to have freedom.
Yeah,
none of that was meant. Yeah, none of that was meant for us to have freedom. But
right.
I mean,
it's
history. It's history.
It's history. Mm-hmm.
So if, you know,
and it's outdated history that's not in this time, outdated laws that's not meant for this time, and so forth. And that's really where we should be taking a look. Something that I don't like on this case is who they appointed. I think it was the prosecutor or whatever, right, that they appointed.
Okay.
They didn't want him at first. I'm trying to remember what his name was.
What, Ben Crum?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but
No, that's the lawyer for Mr.
No,
Floyd.
No, not the lawyer.
For
yeah,
Mr.
the person.
Floyd's family. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they switched it to a black person. So let's say if this goes the wrong way, is the black person that they appointed going to take the fall? Pretty much.
Of course.
So, I don't know.
I just think about it. I did not think about it like that, but yes, you're right. Overall, black man wins or black man lose.
Here's another aspect of it to look at. We all know that Amy Klobuchar, who just recently got out of the Democratic presidential race and suspended her campaign sometime earlier in the year.
Right.
At the time, since she is a senator from Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
he was actually an attorney, a prosecuting attorney,
mm-hmm.
when this person was a police officer who, by the way, had 17 other complaints and violations,
18.
Including
18.
Two different situations where he actually killed somebody. One was a Native
mm-hmm.
American and another one was an African American or Hispanic person. And both of those complaints were, instead of her prosecuting those, went straight to the grand jury. And the grand jury, for whatever reason, never saw the case, and then it never went on. So basically, when something could have happened way back when, now we're not saying that if he's arrested and out of the situation, somebody else isn't going to slot into his place and do the same thing. But this particular incident may never have happened had mm-hmm. they done their job when they had the opportunity, which also leads to all of the things that we've talked about systematically happening, where we see somebody, whoever it is in the chain of command that is either does something illegally and hides behind the badge or hides behind some laws or hides behind a lawyer, gets away with it, and then is able to go ahead and do something. There was a case in January of a Detroit cop. And this is to show you how sick this is, of a Detroit cop who lost his job because he actually gave a black homeless person a sandwich full of feces, which was recorded on camera.
That.
He lost his job, but then they exonerated him of it, and then he got his job back. How does that happen? These are the kinds of things that are just a small microcosm of why there is so much vitriol and anger in the air when it comes to Latinos and African Americans in this
Absolutely.
Country. From 1619 all the way to today.
Sean Black, something that she just says with being angry and things like that, when emotions are high, your intelligence mm-hmm. level runs very, very, very low. That's
true.
In everything. So I think at this point, yeah, we've been mad. We're rioting. We're mm-hmm. looting. Well, not us. Well, not us looting. But
yeah.
You get what I'm saying. We're protesting.
Yeah.
We're angry right now. When this simmers
yeah.
down, after that, what are we going to do next? What's the next step?
True.
And this
exactly.
is the problem. Nobody is strategizing. Nobody
exactly.
is trying to see what they need
step.
To do.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
enough with
right.
the signing online petitions. Go down to those offices. Let's do that.
Well,
and that goes
to
the lack of leadership that we've all pointed at.
Yeah,
there's
lack
no,
of leadership.
There's no leader. Like, we can say back in the 70s we had this person. In the 80s we had that person. We had
mm-hmm.
Reverend so-and-so. Oh. We had this alderman. We had this preacher. We had this there is no real leadership.
Nope.
Somebody that can
not
slot in
yeah.
and say
are
that
our,
on
our
a
but why
national
you?
Level.
Are our leaders
why
scared?
Do you think? Of course.
Oh, no,
what,
no, no,
that's exactly why, right? Y'all think?
Wait, I'm sorry, Lacey. What do you mean, are we scared?
You're
we out
leader.
There breaking buildings
you're
right now. Oh,
breaking
oh,
buildings?
Oh,
I'm talking about, no, not us. I'm talking about, are the leaders scared?
Oh.
What are their backed
what leaders?
By?
Oh. What leaders?
If they are quote-unquote leaders. I spoke on
leaders.
This before. I said
yeah.
Justin would take these cases. He would be out there. He's quiet. Not until, I think, tomorrow night will he be on Hot 97 or something talking about this. You understand what
but
I'm saying? They talk the talk, but what movements are you making for the laws?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are
they're
in a position of
they
power
are
for that.
Make, listen, what moves can they make for the laws? When
but that's
the only
my
moves
point,
they've
and
been
that's
making
what we've
is
been
for money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
There
because,
you know,
just you know what the thing is? You know what the thing is? Why would I put myself on the line when my people won't put this shit on the line? See, that's how a lot of cats see it. Why should I put myself on the line when my people are just going to go back to fighting over Jordans, shooting each
right.
other in the street, yada, 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 you know,
mm-hmm.
the
yeah.
next, the next
you know
day.
So,
so it's like, if
you know what's so funny?
Reason.
My son,
oh,
my son on. Said the same thing. I told him, I said, listen, you have to be a change. You know, he's 26. I told him, listen, if you go out there or, you know, I just told him, if you try to do something, because he always says, oh, mom, one person. Okay, but you have to be that one person to start something. Maybe somebody will follow.
Exactly.
And he said the same But he said the same thing. He said, Mosh, why should I go out there and do this and do that? And guess what? Then half of them are probably not going to listen to me, or they're just going to go ahead and just keep doing this. You know, they're going to, you know, probably go with me for a little bit, and then after that, they're just going to go back to doing what they was doing. He said, I don't want to put my ass on the line for that.
So,
Hot Rod,
so
Hot Rod, can I ask you a question?
No.
Can I ask you a question,
go
Hot Rod? So, where's Jay-Z? Where's the Michael Jordans? Where's the ball players?
They all spoke out already. They all spoke out. We don't care about y'all speaking. We need y'all. We need y'all to do. We need y'all to do.
Exactly.
Y'all spoke.
That
we get it. We get it.
Behind it.
Right.
Because you see, this is what it is. He's in the 60s. Black celebrities were not afraid to speak out against the injustice and the lawlessness of segregation and all the racism that was going on. And even in the 70s, when many black artists began to make songs, and why am I saying the 70s? Even during that time, during the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, they were making songs about it. And, of course, like Brother B, Big Red, we talked about this even in hip-hop because there was a time that
mm-hmm.
rappers made noise. They weren't staying silent. They made noise about what was going on, and they weren't biting their tongue neither. They made press conference. Woke up about it.
Before I forget the major point, I know Sean would love this one. People forgot, and we know, even though we talk about it a million times on both shows, is this what Colin Kaepernick was talking about? People have a problem
yeah.
with him kneeling down. Join the
mm-hmm.
national anthem and look at us
exactly.
now. Look at us now, years later.
Yeah,
we're talking about him
exactly.
again in a different type of way. Go ahead, Sean.
And to go on to the point of what you just stated, that is all part of this whole entire discussion. Is the fact that when a prominent, like Lady Two was asking, like, well, why don't we have athletes or TV celebrities, movie stars, et cetera, go this route? And Kaepernick went this route almost 4 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
sacrificed his career as a martyr for this entire situation. And what tends to happen is when an African-American or a Latino person pushes the envelope of this, somebody that is of prominent power, wealth, influence, etc., does a great job in riling up white America and then changing the narrative. Now, we had a pushback with this for literally 3.5 years, going on 4 years with this whole discussion. And throughout this entire situation, everybody made this about the flag, about patriotism, about every
Absolutely.
Other issue. But we, as African Americans and Latinos, knew what the situation was.
Mm-hmm.
And we, on this show, yeah. in the 5 years we've done this show, talk ad nauseum about all of the situations that Kaepernick
yeah.
specifically talked about with police
mm-hmm.
in respect to African Americans and Latinos having the same situation. The same thing that killed George Floyd, the same thing that killed Breonna Taylor and others, Ahmaud Arbery and all of the people that we've talked about ad nauseum. And all of this is on the backdrop of a pandemic, which who affects the most? African Americans and Latinos.
African Americans.
And this is the
yeah.
systematic part of it where it goes beyond just
mm-hmm.
police. It's healthcare, it's education, jobs, money.
People have lost their jobs.
Learning about credit, learning about businesses,
yeah.
and all of the other things that we talk about. Yesterday was the 99th anniversary of one of the biggest race killings in the history of this country in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where thousands and thousands of black people were killed. And as
mm-hmm.
I brought up before, we talked about how there was a Black Wall Street where black people
yeah.
were making money, millions of dollars, and had their own infrastructure and had their own city of businesses, all of those things, their own banking system. And that was pretty much wiped out. Why? Because of
okay.
the fear that African Americans, especially educated African Americans, that have power would know what to do with it. And the reason why I keep bringing these kinds of things up when we talk about why black people don't seem to have power in certain situations is because in a lot of instances, black people really do not know how much power they actually have. And that scares white America to its core. As I've said before, $1.3 trillion in disposable income comes from the African American
okay.
community.
Okay, I got one more topic, but Lady T, is there something like to add on?
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to make a quick point to what Sean Black said. So we have something that I don't know who put this together, talking about something for July 7th, some sort of black solidarity that
yes.
we shouldn't be spending any money towards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting drained because, like I said at the top of the show, something we lack is consistency and patience. Now, you don't want to spend any money on July 7th. Why that day? Why are we not starting that now then, if that's
yeah.
the case? You're going to spend all your money. No, I had to sit and think, and this is how I'm saying. People just follow what someone says. So you're going to do it on the 7th. Okay, sounds like a great idea, but why the 7th when you just spent up all your money celebrating Independence Day on the 4th? You get my point that I'm making? We just
yeah.
follow suit. We don't pause and think for a second. Why we're not starting that uh-huh.
now?
Because
everybody still needs toilet paper. Everybody still
we do.
Needs
yeah,
paper.
We do. That's great and dandy. But guess what? Everybody is going
to
spend something no matter what day it is. That's my point. People follow
right.
suit, and you don't even know what you're following.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick,
when
guys,
put Frank on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. But real quick, guys, with this looting going on and everything, are we upset with the looting, or are we okay with the looting, or does, you know what? Is that the phase that we're going through right now? Well, don't we see this looting a little bit different compared to other riots in the past, Brother B?
All right. I got to ask this. I know you asked me a question, but I got to ask a question. So you're trying to tell
yeah.
me all these people out here robbing and looting. I haven't really been in the news too much. You know, I'm just on like Facebooking and seeing other people post. So how is it that a police precinct was burnt down and nobody got their ass kicked? Oh, because it was a white boy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he
mm-hmm.
burnt down the thing in Tennessee. Oh, how is it that a police precinct got burnt down and no one got their ass kicked? No national
we know
guard
how. We know
stuffing
how.
In or nothing like that. Are you serious?
Yeah,
yo, I saw a picture where somebody walked out of a Target with a mannequin. What the hell are you going to do with a mannequin? I'm not really understanding this.
He might be a seamstress, the guy that walked out with it. He might be a seamstress.
Y'all do realize it's been a pandemic for 3 months, okay? People get lonely, all right?
Well, you know what, Reg? You got me on that one. I'm gonna give you that, Red.
But honestly, due to the pandemic, people are low on funds, on money, on jobs and everything. This is like the perfect opportunity for these looters to take advantage of it. You know what? Let me go to the Gucci store because I never can afford Gucci or Louis Vuitton. Why are these type of stores are being targeted overall? Yes, Big Red.
Well, of course, they're going to – let me tell you something. I have younger sons. You know, not that young, but, you know, they're in their 20s. And, you know, that thing with the Louis Vuitton and all that stuff, you know, they doing that because it's kind of like saying sticking it to the man. I say that. Now, I don't think it's right that they did it. But then again, that's how they feel. Like, they don't want – first of all, those companies and all those designers don't want black people wearing their stuff anyway. Not really. So then, you know, they're looking at it like, okay, you know, we're sticking it to the man. Let's go steal some Gucci bags, Louis Vuittons, and whatever that other mess that they got out there. But then it's like some of them are doing it for clout. They're doing it to be seen. They're doing it, oh, I'm on live. Look, I got 3 Gucci bags. You're being a fool because guess what? They got cameras all around there. If you get caught or get you trying to run away and you got that merchandise in your hand, you're gonna be messed up. Because now it's not looking like you're doing it. You're not doing it because it's a cause. You're doing it because you're just doing it just to do it.
Okay. I'm sorry. 551. You're on the air finally. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
You
Uh-oh.
Already know who it was.
I already know.
Yeah. Who
it was. You already know.
The ultimate firecracker. Go ahead. The last
7 minutes
is all yours.
Oh, wow. Same time, Rod. You're the freaking best. Okay. So I'm gonna try to be as polite as I can.
Fire.
Here we go. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Now, I got to say this. I don't know how mad I am about the whole rioting to begin with. I honestly don't
know.
I don't know, and I'm going to explain why. Could you let a sister speak? Half of me is, well, too damn bad. Suck it up. Half of me just wants to freaking run out with them, but the logical half of me is that's not going to do anything. It's really not. Yeah. We have been down this road I don't know how many times. We could talk about Rodney King. Hell, a friend of mine posted something about this guy from Brother B, you remember him, Richie Monk. Remember when RoboCop chokes him out? Weren't we just talking about this? It's been going on with these cops killing us for decades, if not centuries, I swear. And if one more white person quotes King to me or any other black person, I might actually riot. Because I'm tired of sitting there talking about, oh, he was peaceful, he was this, he was that. Yeah, first of all, he also said that at some point, people are going to snap because they are the voices of the unheard. A riot is the cry of the unheard. That's what we've been for centuries. We are the unheard, and enough is enough. And as peaceful as he was, let's be real, white folks killed him. I'm just saying.
Yes,
so please stop quoting him to me when y'all went out there and killed this man. Because if y'all really valued him as a humanitarian and everything that he stood for, y'all wouldn't have killed him. Let's be a little realistic.
I mean, he had some help. They had some help.
You know,
whole thing with the whole Black Messiah thing. They still live by that to this day. They don't want somebody coming out there and electrifying that whole movement. We've gone through this time and time again.
And I mean, it's so sad that they feel that way, that in order to stay on top, you don't have to do that. If you would just work with us, I'm sorry, listen. First of all, ain't nobody asked to be here. Y'all came over to where we was, and y'all was causing trouble. We was minding our business, okay? Y'all came over there, and what I love to hear is, well, you know, the African sold slaves. Okay, pause for the cause. Let me explain something to you real fast. Yes, they sold prisoners of war. They sold people that they caught, just like the Romans did, just like the Greeks did, just like the Brits did. But I don't hear y'all talking about all of that. Okay? So y'all can stop with that one, too. That narrative kills me as much as the black-on-black crime narrative. I had to go ask somebody earlier about that. You sit there and you talk about black-on-black crime. Well, let's talk about white-on-white crime. Let's talk about Billy Bob in the Ozark, who's drunk on his ass for the umpteenth time. He beating his wife, he raping his daughter, he smacking his mother around. Y'all don't talk about him when he go into town and start letting off. But y'all want to talk about black and black crime. We are fully aware of black and black crime. We are trying to work that out. We've been trying to work that out. But it don't help when y'all keep putting these little things out there trying to undermine what we're trying to do. Black Wall Street. Let's talk about Rosewood. Y'all went into an entire town and killed everyone based on a lie. If you don't know the history about Rosewood, you need to look it up. Okay? Well, so stop sitting there telling me that we shouldn't be mad. We have every right to be mad because y'all keep coming for us with BS.
So,
and enough is enough.
So, Mika,
I'm sorry for what?
So, Mika, what's the next move? So what's the next move, Mika? What should we do differently now compared to the last 400 years?
You know what? If I had the answer, I would have the answer to AIDS, cancer, and everything else under the sun. The only thing I can suggest, we're going to talk about Rona another day. What I can suggest, just like Lady T and everybody else has been saying, that and it's ironic how, you know, we're supposed to be the dumb ones, but we are actually so intelligent, it's sickening.
You are the creators.
Education is the freaking key. Here's the thing. You know, we got to get them while they're young. We have to get our community when they're young. We can't wait until they're in junior high school. You know what I'm saying? No. A lot of people aren't, and this is the thing. They'd rather sit down and freaking worry about being the baddest bitch on the block and watch freaking Households of whatever freaking county or freaking basketball holes or whatever stupid reality freaking program it is.
Well, them damn Kardashians.
Whatever it is.
Damn Kardashians.
Listen, first of all, let's be real for a minute. That is not the that is not the black woman anything. It's not. I got to tell you, 95% of us are hard working. We take care of what we got to take care of. You know, we do what we got to do. We're not about that. We're not.
But the sad part is,
freaking Lakeisha and freaking Shanaynay sitting on the 40th block of Vernon is falling into that stupid mindset because they keep watching this and keep thinking that's what it's supposed to be about. It's not about that. It's not supposed. It was never
but
supposed to
crazy
be about
is
that.
They're more represented than you.
They're not. This is the thing. They can be. But you know what? I don't need to be popular. I need to worry about mine. I need to worry about mine.
Okay, well,
I need to worry about my brother, my sister. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care about popularity. I'm more worried about getting it financially, education-wise.
I got to Lady T. Anything you'd like to add on Lady T? We have a minute left.
In one quick minute, like you say, go back to the books. Go back to learning the laws. Go back to priorities. Stop thinking with emotions. I don't know. Everything I said at the top of the show, it's a process. We have to understand and have consistency and patience. When Kaepernick took the knee and they dismissed him, we didn't carry it on. We lacked the consistency in that. Now might be the time to get back to that. Consistency and patience with the process. That's all I have to say on that.
And tomorrow night, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we have the menu with Brother B and Big Red. Brother B, there's anything going on for tomorrow night or the conversation
This is going to be a show.
Am I invited?
So tomorrow.
No.
Of course, you're always invited. We didn't start the fire, but we're going to talk about who did. And everything that led us to the point where we at right now.
Sean Black, Big Red, Mika, Brother B, Lady T, and K-Dog. Guys, thank you so much for a good show. Stay well.
No
stay
problem.
Safe out there.
And don't go outside. Don't go outside.
Don't go get no mannequins. Love y'all.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.